Good morning. And it is nice to see more and more live bodies here.
很高兴早晨好啊，很高兴能看到越来越多现场的那个弟兄姐妹， 而不是在网上。
You are much more interesting to see than the screen.
在现场看到比在那个屏幕上看到真的是感觉更好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, as we look into your word today, I ask that you will speak to us.
亲爱的主，当我们来看你话语的时候，求你对我们说话。
Help us to have hearts that are open to you.
帮助我们的心对你敞开。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。 Amen.
Today is Palm Sunday.
今天是宗礼。
Now, for us, that's not a big holiday.
对我们来讲，那个不是一个好像很盛大的节日。
But for the Jewish people in the first century, it was the beginning of Passover week.
对那个一世纪的犹太人来讲，这个是逾越节的开始。
It celebrated independence.
他们在这个庆祝他们的独立。
The deliverance from Egypt.
他们是由那个埃及从那里边被拯救。
It was a time to look forward to the coming of Messiah.
他们是这个时期他们在期待弥赛亚的到来。
It was the most exciting week of the year.
是他们整年中间最令人兴奋的一周。
And Jerusalem was packed.
然后那个耶路撒冷就到处都是人。
This was a city that normally had 20 or 30,000 people.
通常他们只有2万到3万的居民在耶路撒冷。
And during that week, several hundred thousand people would crowd into the city.
但是在那个星期呢，大概有几十万的人会到这个耶路撒冷来。
When I read about it, I always can kind of imagine it being like Hong Kong in a very, very busy time of the year.
我想的时候就总是想到在香港就是他们最繁忙的这个日子，这个时期。
Jesus rides into the city.
然后耶稣就进到这个城市里。
And there are crowds cheering.
然后就这个人群就在欢呼。
Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
他们说何撒那奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
Even the king of Israel.
甚至他是以色列的王。
They're excited.
他们非常的高兴兴奋。
But 5 days later, Jesus will be on trial for his life.
但是呢，只过了5天，耶稣受审。
He'll be crucified.
他会被钉十字架。
Very few of these people will show up.
但是这些欢呼的人里边，只有很少数的人会当时在场。
They won't be shouting his praises.
他们不会再欢呼称颂他。
And probably some of the people who were shouting Hosanna on Sunday are part of those who say, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar.
但是呢，有可能就是那个星期天在称颂他的这些里边，可能会有一些人在星期五就在喊着说，钉他十字架，除了凯撒，我们没有王。
5 days and the atmosphere completely changes.
只过了5天，整个气氛就完全改变。
But there are a few who remain faithful.
但是却有几个就是忠心到底的。
The crowds are no longer cheering him.
这个没有在人群欢呼耶稣。
But John 19 says, standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene.
约翰福音第19章记载说，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并哥罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。There's
a handful of women at the cross.
有一小群的这个妇女在十字架边。John
is there.
约翰在那里。Luke
tells us that there were some others there, maybe disciples, maybe some relatives.
路加福音23章也告诉我们，还有一些人在那里，可能是一些门徒和一些亲戚。But
most of the crowd that was there on Sunday than him.
但是那个绝大多数的在星期天欢呼他的人群已经离弃了他。
And this morning I'm wanting to ask, why did some remain faithful while others turned away?
今天早上我想我们要来看说为什么有些他就是忠心到底，有些就离开他了呢，离弃他了。
And I think the answer is found by asking the question, why did they follow Jesus?
答案在于我们要问这个问题，他们为什么跟随耶稣？
I'm going to come back to the Palm Sunday scene a little bit later.
我们待会儿再来看这个棕榈节的景象。
But this morning, I'm wanting to ask you, why do you follow Jesus?
今天早晨我也想问大家，你为什么跟随耶稣？
You see, there's many reasons people follow Jesus, and some of those reasons will lead to disappointment and even failure.
然后大家跟随耶稣的理由有很多，但是有些会导致失望，甚至失败，跌倒。
This morning, I want to look at three reasons you might give for following Jesus.
今天早晨我给大家三个可能你跟随耶稣的原因。
Now, especially if you are watching from home, I ask that you get your Bibles because I'm going to jump several places and I'm afraid I will lose you.
如果你是在网上看的，我特别的请你把圣经打开，因为我会看不同的经文。那我如果你没有圣经，有可能你就不知道讲什么了。
So, it will probably help if you can...Follow where we are.
如果你能跟，没人喜欢这个故事。
People say it's too harsh. Why did God do that to them?
人就说这个故事太严厉了。为什么神要这样对待？都没有给他们警告就杀死他们了呢？
And to be honest, when I was thinking and praying about preaching through Acts, I really wanted to skip this story.
就是坦白的讲，当我要说把《使徒行传》讲一遍的时候，来到这一部分，我真想跳过去。
Especially when I got the calendar and realized that.This story would fall on Palm Sunday.
尤其是我看看这个日历，发现这个故事正好是那个棕榈节要讲的。
But part of the honesty of Scripture is it shows us the bad along with the good.
但是呢，这个经文的诚实就在于它好坏都展示出来。
The Bible tells us about David and Goliath, but it also tells us about David and Bathsheba.
这个圣经告诉我们大卫和歌利亚的故事，但是也告诉我们大卫和拔示拔的故事。
The Bible, Acts tells us about the wonderful miracles in the church, but it also tells us about this tragedy.
圣经告诉我们使徒行传里边教会所行的神迹其实也讲到这个故事。
I think the immediate judgment here is because God is laying a foundation for integrity in the church.
之所以呢有一个历史的审判是因为神要在教会建立一个正直的根基。
And in this early test, he judges a very deliberate and public sin with a very public punishment.
就是在这个最早期的这个测试当中呢，神对这个很故意的犯罪给了一个故意的，就神就给他公开的立即的一个审判。
But my message this morning is not focused on the judgment. I'm wanting to look at the heart, the motivation of Ananias and Sapphira.
我今天早晨的重点不是在讲这个审判，而是着重在这个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉他们的动机。
Why were they following Jesus? Why did they serve the church?
他们为什么要跟随耶稣？他们为什么要在教会服侍呢？
And why do you follow Jesus?
为什么你要跟随耶稣呢?
You see, some people follow Jesus to gain respect and influence.
有些人跟随耶稣，他的那个动机呢，是想要赢得尊重和影响力。
They saw how people responded to Barnabas' gift, and they say, we want that kind of honor, that kind of reputation.
他们看到人们是如何对巴拿巴的奉献来反应的，他们说我们也想要那样子的声誉。
Now, I think if you had asked them, they would have said, we are faithful disciples.
如果你去问他们两个，他们会说，哦，我们是那个忠心的门徒。
But in a moment of testing, they tried to buy respect and honor.
但是呢，在这个那个考验的时候呢，他们想要去买来这个就是尊重和荣誉。
They wanted credit for sacrificial giving without the inconvenience of true sacrifice.
他们想要有牺牲给予的声望，但是呢，却没有真正牺牲的麻烦。
They were followers of Jesus, but they had the wrong motivation.
他们是耶稣的跟随者，但是他们的动机却是不对的。
When you read through the first four centuries of church history,
当你去阅读教会头四百年的教会历史的时候，
you see this danger.
你就看到这个危险。
You see, for about 300 years, it was very dangerous to become a Christian.
大概有300年之久，要成为基督徒都是很危险的。
If you were baptized, you could lose your job, you could lose your life.
你如果受洗，你很有可能就是丢掉你的工作，甚至上升。
People did not take conversion lightly.
人们对那时候信主可是不是轻易的。
But in, But in 313, the emperor announces that he has become a Christian.
但是在公元313年，这个皇帝说他也成了基督徒。
And now everything changes.
现在整个事情就翻转了。
Now if you're a Christian, you might get close to the emperor.
如果你现在是基督徒，你可能就可以跟皇帝接近。
You might get a government job.
你可能可以得到一个政府的职位。
There's prestige, there's honor to being a Christian.
就是现在成为基督徒就是一种荣誉，就是有这种，就是很有声望了。
And during those years, we begin to read about converts who profess to be Christian, but who their lives were very wicked and ungodly.
但是你就会读到在那个时期呢，就有些人称他们是基督徒，但是他们的生活却是很邪恶的。
They claimed to follow Jesus, but they were motivated by a desire for power and influence.
他们宣称是跟随耶稣，但是他们的动机却是为了要得到权力和影响力。
That hasn't changed.
事情并没有太多的改变。
There are those still who profess to follow Christ because they think it will give them respect in their community.
还有些人就是觉得说，如果他们称自己是基督徒，他们可以在他们的社区得到尊重。
Maybe if I'm a Christian, I can get other Christians to buy my product.
如果我说我是基督徒，那别的基督徒可能就来买我的东西。
If I get a position in the church, people will admire me.
如果在教会里面是有一个位置的话，周围的人可能就会高看我。
And like Ananias and Sapphira, we can do a good thing for the wrong reason.
就像亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉，我们可能去做好事，但是动机却是错的。
We can hope that people will respect and honor us. Look how dedicated she is. Look how sacrificial he is.
我们就想要就是说希望别人说你看这个人多有奉献精神呢，你看这个人牺牲多大呀，想得到这个尊重。
And it becomes a temptation because it really doesn't seem that bad.
这就变成一种试探，因为真的看起来没有那么糟糕。
We're doing good things, we're helping people.
我们在做好事啊，我们在帮助别人呢。
And so the good action blinds us to our wrong motivation.
所以呢，这个好行为就让我们对自己的这个错误的动机视而不见。
Now before I say this, this did not happen, I'm making it up.
在我说之前，这个没有真正发生，我在就是讲个故事，我自己编出来的。
But you see, Friday, imagine,
想象一下在星期五
that I thought, you know what, I'm preaching on Sunday.
哎，我要星期天讲到了。
And I need a story to tell the people about how I sacrifice to help people.
我应该给他们讲个故事，就是我是如何牺牲自己来帮助别人的。
There's always someone in Hope Sound who needs money.
你说在我们那个社区总是有人需要钱。
So I can get $100 and I can go and find a person.
然后我可以拿100块钱找到一个人。
And I'll think, you know, I'm really doing this to help them.
我真的是把这个钱给他们是为了帮助他们。
But on Sunday, now I have a story to tell you.
哦，到星期天早晨我就有给你们有故事可以
讲了。You need to sacrifice like I did.
你们需要像我那样去牺牲。
I feel really good about it.
我自己感觉也很好啊。
They feel good about it. They got $100.
那拿到钱的人他们也很高兴，因为他们拿到100块钱。
But my good action has blinded me to my wrong motivation.
但是我的好行为却让我对我自己的这个错误的动机视而不见。
Jesus told us when we do good to impress other people,We don't impress God.
那个耶稣基督告诉我们，当我们这个做善行是为了让别人印象深刻，我们可是没有打动神，神对我们可是印象不会深刻。
Matthew 6.
马太福音第六章这样说。
Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people to be seen by them.
耶稣说，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。
He said, when you do that, you already have your reward.
耶稣说当你这样讲的时候你已经得到了你的奖赏。
This Palm Sunday, I'm asking you, why do you follow Jesus? Why do you serve?
今天早晨我想问大家你为什么跟随耶稣你为什么服侍
If you were in that crowd, would you shout Hosanna thinking, maybe Jesus will notice me and give me a job in his kingdom?
你在那天早晨如果你欢呼欢迎耶稣你在喊何萨纳的时候你是不是在想哦，也许耶稣会看到我将来在政府里给我一份工作
It seems to me that Ananias and Sapphira fell to the trap of following Jesus, of serving, of giving for the sake of prestige and respect.
就是好像 亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉他们也落到了这个陷阱里，就是他们服侍耶稣是为了赢得这个尊重，赢得声望。
Some people follow Jesus for the material or the personal benefits.
有些人跟随耶稣是为了这个物质上和个人的好处。
John chapter 6, Jesus is feeding 5,000.
在约翰福音六章就记载了耶稣喂饱了五千人。
Crowds are following him.
那就是有很大的人群就跟随他。
They listen to his preaching.
他们听他的讲道。
They see the miracles.
他们看到他所行的神迹。
And now he's even feeding them supper.
他现在甚至给他们提供晚餐。
He is the most popular man in Galilee.
他是在加利利最受欢迎的人物。
Everybody wants to be with him.
每个人都想跟他在一起。
But the next day, he begins to talk about what it means to be a disciple.
但是第二天呢，他就开始讲做门徒的代价。
What it's going to cost.
那个代价是什么？
And John 6 has one of the saddest verses in the Gospels.
但是约翰福音第六章就有这个福音书里最令人伤心的一节。
After he tells them about the cost of being a disciple.
当耶稣告诉他们作为门徒的代价之后。
After this, many of his disciples, his followers, turned back and no longer walked with him.
他六章六十六节说，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
So Jesus said to the 12, "Will you go away as well?"
所以耶稣就问他的门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Think about this.
想一下。
These people have listened to the greatest preacher who ever lived.
他们这些人，他们听到了这个世上所能有的最伟大的这个
给他们的讲道。They've seen great miracles.
他们也看到了伟大的神迹。
But they walk away.
但是他们却退去了。
Why?
为什么？
Because they are following him for the wrong reason.
因为他们跟随耶稣是一个错，是有个错误的原因来跟随耶稣的。
They're following him for the bread and the fishes.
他们是为了饼和鱼来跟随耶稣的。
Again today.
今天。
There are people who think if I'm a Christian, God will bless my business.
有人就觉得说，如果我是基督徒，那神就会祝福我的生意。
If I'm a Christian, God will make me healthy.
如果我是基督徒，神会让我健康。
They're following for the bread and the fishes.
他们是因为饼和鱼来跟随耶稣的。
Here's the problem.
问题在于
，When we are following Jesus for the material benefits，
当我们是为了物质的益处跟随耶稣的时候
，We're always balancing the cost and the benefits.
我们就是总在那里做这个成本收益分析。
Here's how much it'll cost me.
这个是我的成本。
And here's how much I'll get.
这是我的收益。
And as long as the benefits are more than the cost, we keep following.
只要我们的收益大于我们的成本，那我们就继续跟随耶稣。
But when the cost outweighs the benefits,
但是当这个成本呢高于代价要高于收益的时候
，we walk away.
就离开了。
Jesus never tried to win disciples at a discount.
但是耶稣从来没有想要。就是赢得这个门徒，就靠降低成本来降低这个代价来赢得门徒。
He never said discipleship at a 30% discount one week only.
他从来没有说这个门徒训练现在这个课呢有 30% 的折价，而且只需要一个星期。
He said,
他说
If you want to follow me, take that cross.
他说如果你要跟随我，背起十字架。
He said,You can follow me, but remember, I came to bring a sword.
但是他说你可以跟随我，但知道我来是要在地上起刀兵。
Sure, you can go with me, but remember, I don't have any place to lay my head at night.
你可以跟随我，但是你知道我没有枕头的地方。
You want to be my disciple?
你想成为我的门徒吗？
Okay.
好的。
But remember, whoever wants to save his life will lose it.
你要记住，凡想要救自己生命的，必丧掉他的生命。
That's how he called disciples.
那是他是如何呼召门徒的。
But many times we do it this way.
但是很多时候我们是这么做的。
Be a Christian and God is going to bless your career.
你知道吗？你成为基督徒，神会祝福你的事业。
Be a Christian and God will heal you and you'll never be sick.
你成为基督徒，神会医治你，你就再也不会生病了。
A businessman told me.
有一个商人告诉我
I'm starting a new business.
我在现在呢开始一项新的事业。
And I promised God that I would give him 15% of the profits.
我向神应答应就是说我的盈利的百分收益的15%我都给他。
He said, isn't that smart?
那是不是很聪明啊
?Because God has to bless my business or he won't get any money.
神必须得祝福我的生意不然他什么也拿不到。
I said, what if God decides he doesn't need your money?
我说那如果神决定他根本不需要你的钱呢
?You understand, he was following God for the benefits.
你知道他跟随神是为了这个好处跟随神的。
I've heard Christian counselors.
我听到这个基督徒的这个协谈师这么讲。
If you follow Jesus, he'll give you a happy marriage and obedient children.
如果你跟随耶稣你会有一个幸福的婚姻听话的孩子。
Now please understand.
你请大家了解。
I believe that following biblical principles builds strong marriages and strong families.
我相信你根据符合圣经的原则，你会建造一个牢固的家庭和一个牢固的婚姻。
I believe that being a good, honest Christian worker is likely to help you in your business.
我相信你就是成为一个诚实的、一个好的、一个基督徒的一个员工呢，会帮助你的那个生意。
I believe that living a disciplined Christian life keeps us from wasting money on some sinful habits.
我相信如果你过一个就是一个自律的基督徒的生活不把你的钱浪费在那些有罪的习惯上。
It keeps us away from some of the health hazards that come with alcoholism and drug abuse.
会帮助我们就是远离那些因为酗酒啊用毒品所带来的那个健康的危险。
So yes, there are some good earthly practical benefits that come to the Christian.
所以呢，的确是有这个属地的这种好处，就是临到基督徒身上。
But we must understand this.
但是我们必须要了解。
Following Jesus does not guarantee any of those benefits.
跟随耶稣并没有保证任何这样子的好处。
And if you think I'm wrong,
如果你觉得我是错的
go home and read the beginning of the book of Job.
你就回家去读约伯记的刚开始那几章
Because he followed faithfully.
因为他非常忠心的跟随神
And he did not get the benefits.
但是他却没有任何的没有这些益处
This is important because if you follow Jesus only for the benefits in this life,
如果你只是为了今生的好处来跟随耶稣的话
The day will come
有一天会来到
When you miss the benefits
当你就没有这样的益处的时候
And you'll walk away
你就会转身离开耶稣
That's what happened in John 6
这就是在约翰福音第六章所发生的
They were following him for the wrong reason
他们是为了错误的原因跟随耶稣的
One of my favorite pictures of discipleship comes from the Old Testament.
我最喜欢的一个就是关于门徒的这个图片就来自于旧约。
Nebuchadnezzar sets up a golden image and commands everyone to bow down and worship.
那尼布甲尼撒就造了一个金像然后他又下令所有的人都要俯伏敬拜。
Three young Hebrew men refuse.
但是三位希伯来的年轻人拒绝敬拜。
Nebuchadnezzar is furious.
这个尼布甲尼撒王就匆匆大怒。
He brings them in, he says, I'm going to give you another chance.
他就把他们叫来说我再给你们一次机会。
When you hear the instruments play, you will bow down and worship.
当你听到这个乐器响的时候你们现在俯伏敬拜。
And if you don't,
如果你们不
I'm going to cast you into the furnace.
我就把你们扔在烈火的窑中。
And what God do you think will deliver you then?
有何神能救你们脱离我手呢
Now I can imagine someone saying something like this to those young men.
可能我在想象有些人会对这些年轻人说
Look, you're young.
你看看你们才这么年轻。
You have your whole life ahead of you.
你们的人生的日子还很长啊。
Don't waste it.
别浪费。
There's so much good you can accomplish.
你可以还可以行很多做很多事情啊。
Look.Just bow a little bit.
你就这么轻轻地弯一下腰。
You can, in your heart, you don't have to mean it.
在你心里你不是说你真的要敬拜。
I heard someone say they could have just bent over and tied their shoes and it would have looked like they were bowing.
说有些人说他们就可以蹲下身好像在系鞋带看起来好像他们在拜。
But these men are true disciples.
但是这三个人是真正的门徒。
They are not following God.For the earthly benefits.
他们不是为了世上的好处跟随神的。
So listen to their answer.
听听他们的回答。
They don't say, can we have a few days to think about it?
他们没有说，哦，我们是，你给我几天让我好好想想。
They don't say, can we compromise with a bow that isn't really worship?
我们可不可以就是有一个敬拜呢，弯下弓呢，但并不真的是敬拜。
They say,
他们这么说。
O king,
他们说，王啊。
Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us.
我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
And he will deliver us.
他也必救我们脱离你的
手。We believe he will.
我们相信。
But here's what makes them real disciples.
这一点就让他们成为真正门徒的。
But if he does not.
即或不然。
Be it known to you, O king.
王啊，你当知道。
We will not.Serve your gods.
我们绝不侍奉你的神。
King, we think, we believe he will deliver us.
我们相信，我们也知道神可以拯救我们。
But if he doesn't,
但是如果神不拯救我们，
if we burn up in the fire,
如果我们在火中被烧死，
we want you to remember this.
我们要你记住是。
The last thing we said to you was,
我们最后对你说的一句话就是，
we will not bow.
我们不会侍奉。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
那就是真正的门徒。
If there's benefits, great.
如果有益处，没不很好。
And if there are no benefits, great.
没有益处也很好。
We will follow Jesus.
我们会跟随耶稣。
Now I move to today.
我们来到今天。
The president is not going to set up an idol and throw us in the fire if we don't burn.
那个总统不会放一个金像。他的像，然后说，如果你不敬拜，就把你扔到火中。
But,
但是
you suffer poor health,
你可能会健康有问题。
Your business suffers,
你的那个生意 也有问题。
Your family has conflict and division,
然后你的家里边不断有冲突。
And a voice inside says,
你心里就会有个声音说，
It's really not doing any good to serve Jesus, is it?
你看看跟随耶稣服侍耶稣好像也没啥好处。
All that time spent at church and in small groups, it's all a waste.
你在教会里所花的时间，在小组里所花的时间都是浪费。
God isn't helping you anyway.
神你看就没帮你嘛。
You might as well quit. Just take it easy.
所以呢你就退开吧，就放开一点。
A disciple says,
但是一个门徒会说，
I am not following Jesus because he promises me an easy life.
不是因为耶稣呢应许我有一个容易的生活我才跟随他。
I'm following him because he called me.
因为他呼召我我跟随他。
And yes, he can solve my problem.
是的他可以解决我所有的问题。
He can give me a good business.
他可以给我很好的生意。
He can reunite my family.
他可以重新重建我的家庭。
He can heal me.
他可以医治我。
But if he does not,
但是如果他不这样做，
I will still be a disciple.
我仍然要跟随他，做他的门徒。
That is a hard thing.
那是困难的。
I know it hurts.
我知道这样子难受。
Because we want Jesus to solve our problems.
因为我们很想耶稣解决我们的问题。
I want him to do that.
我也想耶稣解决我的问题。
And as I have studied this, I have struggled at times with this.
但是当我学习的时候，我心里也挺挣扎的。
God, why don't you heal? Why don't you solve these problems?
神啊，你为什么不医治？你为什么没有解决这些问题呢？
But I have to ask you this morning.
但是今天早晨我必须要问大家。
Why are you following Jesus?
你为什么跟随耶稣？
Will you continue to follow him if your business goes bankrupt?
如果你的生意商业破产，你还会继续跟随他吗？
If your marriage faces difficult times,
如果你的婚姻有难处，你还会跟随他吗？
If your children rebel,
如果你的孩子悖逆，你还会跟随他吗？
If your health fails,
如果你的健康很糟糕，
will you still follow Jesus?
你还会继续跟随耶稣吗？
Or are you following him?For the bread and the fishes.
或者你是为了饼和鱼来跟随他的。
So I go back to the beginning of my message.
我再回到我信息的早期，刚开始的时候。
Crowds cheer as Jesus comes into Jerusalem.
当耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候，人群就欢呼。
But 5 days later, there's just a handful of people with him.
但是过了5天，只有很少的一部分人在十字架跟着耶稣。
Palm Sunday crowds say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.
在棕榈节这些人群高喊的说何撒那奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
Five days later,
就过了五天人群就喊的说
crucify him,
定他十字架。
We have no king but Caesar.
除了凯撒我们没有王。
You see, I think many of them had followed him for the wrong reason.
我相信有很多人是为了跟着因为错误的原因跟随耶稣的。
Some were expecting more miracles, more bread, more fish.
有些人在期待有更多的神迹更多的饼和鱼。
Some were expecting Jesus to set up a kingdom, throw the Romans out and give them a great job.
然后有些人就希望耶稣推翻罗马政府建立一个国度给他们一个很高的位置。
But during the week after Palm Sunday,
但是在棕榈节之后的这个星期
Palm Sunday's exciting.
这个棕榈主日是很令人兴奋的。
But on Monday,
但是到了周一星期一
Tuesday, Wednesday,
星期二星期三
Jesus shows he's not planning to throw Rome, throw over Rome.
耶稣就显示说他没有意图要推翻罗马政府。
Yes, he's going to set up a kingdom.
是的他会建立他的国度。
But it's a kingdom of humble service.
但是却是一个谦卑服侍的国度。
A kingdom of costly discipleship.
一个需要有巨大代价的门徒的一个国度。
And when they find out that there's no throne,
当这个人们发现他不会建立宝座
the crowds disappear.
然后人群就消失了。
You see, for every one of us, if we follow Jesus for the wrong reason,
如果我们是为了错误的原因跟随耶稣的话
we'll come to a test.
我们会面临考验。
Where we either give up our wrong expectations,
或者我们放弃我们错误的期待
or we will give up Jesus,
或者我们放弃耶稣
and many in that crowd,
但是那个人群中的很多人
gave up Jesus,
他们就放弃了耶稣
So if prestige and honor isn't the right motivation,
如果这个名望和尊荣是你的动机的话
If material benefits are not the right motivation,
如果物质上的好处是动机的话
why should we follow Jesus?
那为什么我们要跟随如果这些不是那为什么我们要跟随耶稣呢
And I want to go back to the book of Acts.
我们再回到使徒行传
Because the right reason to follow Jesus,
这个正确的对的要跟随耶稣的原因在于
The only reason that will take you from Palm Sunday,To stand at the foot of the cross on Friday.
唯一的能够让你从这个棕榈节到站到跟随到十字架的一个原因就是
The only reason that'll take you to the cross is love for Jesus.
唯一能够领你到这个十字架上的让你跟随耶稣到十字架的原因就是出于对耶稣的爱
The ladies who stood there at the cross.
那些在十字架的那些妇女们
John,
约翰
they were there because they had followed Jesus out of love.
他们之所以能够在那儿是因为他们出于爱跟随耶稣
Acts 6 and 7 tells the story of a man named Stephen.
在使徒行传第六章第七节就告诉我们了斯提凡的故事
He's a deacon in the early church.
他是早期教会的执事
He's not a deacon because that's a position with great power.
他成为这个执事不是因为执事是一个大有能力的一个大有权威的一个位置
In fact, he's chosen to deliver meals to the widow women in the church.
他被选择是要去给寡妇们去送东西送吃的
I think he's sort of a DoorDash.
他就像今天这个去送快餐的这样的一个人。
And nobody says, wow, that's a position of great power.
没有人会说哎呦那个可是一个很有权力的位置啊。
He's a deacon to serve.
他是一个要去服侍的一个。
He's also a gifted preacher and many people are turning to Jesus through his ministry.
他也是一个大有能力的讲员。一个讲道的人那很多人因为他的讲道转向耶稣。
And so in chapter 6, they have him arrested and put on trial.
所以在第六章呢这些领袖呢犹太人的领袖就把他给抓起来了。
And Acts 7 gives the speech, the defense that he gave.
然后第七章就记录了他在会众面前公会面前他的申诉。
His defense makes them so angry.
他的这个申诉呢，让他们特别的生，让这些人特别的生气。
That they decide to stone him to death.
他们就决定要用石头把他打死。
Now understand what that means back then.
要记住在当时这个实情是怎么样的。
They took him outside the city.
他们把他推到城外。
They threw him over an embankment that was steep enough that when he landed, it would break his bones and disable him.
然后呢，他们就把他从那个堤坝上把他推下去。那个堤坝是很陡，所以当他倒下去的下去的时候，他的那个骨头就断了，骨折了，他就不能再站起来。
A few of the leaders would take a large stone and drop it on his chest to crush it.
然后呢，就有大的这个宗教领袖就拿起来那个很大很重的石头扔下去，就打到他的胸上，那他整个这个胸骨就被打断了。
And then everyone else would join throwing rocks until he died.
然后别的人呢就会加入，就拿石头打他。
It's a painful way to die.
是一个很痛苦的死亡方式。
And all Stephen has to do to stop it is to say.
然后斯提凡他所能做，要想停止这一切，他只要说
，Okay, I'll quit.
说没关系，我就停下了，我就那个，我就不信了，我拒绝。
I won't talk about Jesus anymore.
我就不再讲耶稣
了。Let me just go off and quietly live my life.
我就安安静静的去过我的生活。
But Stephen was not following Jesus for an easy life.
但是斯提凡他不是因为一个安逸的生活来跟随耶稣的。
He was following out of love.
他是出于爱来跟随耶稣的。
True disciples.
真正的门徒。
The disciples who end up with Jesus down to the end.
就是跟随耶稣一直到最后的这些门徒。
Are not looking for power or rewards.
他们也不是在寻求权力或者是讲回报。
They follow Jesus because they love him.
他们跟随耶稣是因为他们爱耶稣。
Even when that love brings pain and suffering.
就算是那种爱带来痛苦。
But I want to show you one more thing in this story from Stephen.
但是我想再讲一个从斯提凡的故事里边再讲一个。
Because I don't want you to go away and say.
我不想你们离开的时候就想。
This morning, the preacher said that if you follow Jesus, there's no rewards.
你今天早上我们的牧师讲到，这个讲员说，如果你不跟随，如果你跟随耶稣是没有任何奖赏的。
There is a wonderful reward.
那有一个很棒的回报，一个奖赏。
Listen to what it is.
我们看是什么。
Stephen has finished his testimony.
斯提凡就是讲完他的见证。
They're so angry that they've decided to kill him.
他们就极其恼怒，要决定杀死他。
And it says that Jesus, or that Stephen looks up.
但是斯提凡呢定睛望天。
And the heavens open.
看见天开了。
And he saw the glory of God.
他看见了神的荣耀。
And here's what I want you to see.
我想大家看到的是。
And Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
他看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Now I've looked this up and everywhere else in the New Testament, it describes Jesus sitting at the right hand of God.
在我看了新约的任何地方都是讲到说耶稣坐在神的右边。
But here it says that Jesus was standing.
在这里他讲到站起来。
And this week I was thinking about that. Why is he standing?
这个星期我就在想耶稣为什么站起来。
You see, very often we stand to honor someone who is special.
我们经常是站起来是为了要尊荣那些特别的人。
They walk in the room and we all stand.
他们一进来我们大家就都站起来。
And I can't prove this, but this is what I think happens in Acts.
我没证明就是这个在这是发生在使徒行传里的。
Jesus looks down and he sees a disciple who had served him out of love.
耶稣站起来他看到一个门徒他是出于爱来服侍他。
A disciple who was willing to face a painful death rather than to deny Jesus.
然后呢，这个门徒宁愿面对一个痛苦的死亡，也不要否认耶稣。
And I think Jesus stood up.
我觉得耶稣站起来。
To honor.
去尊荣他。
That kind of love.
去尊荣那样子的爱。
Now, we're all practical people.
我们都是很实际的人。
And we say, so what?
所以我就说，那又怎么样呢
？How's that a reward? He still dies.
那怎么会是个奖赏呢？他还是死了。
Hate to tell you, but he was going to die anyway sometime.
但是我不想这么说，但是有一天他总是会死的。
And we're all going to die.
我们都会死的。
And there is no better death than to have Jesus say, well done.
没有什么比说耶稣对你说做得好这样更好的死。
Stephen was going to die sometime.
斯蒂凡什以后也会死。
But this was the reward of being a disciple.
这就是作为门徒的这个奖赏。
To look up.
就是望天。
And see Jesus standing looking down.
然后看到耶稣站在那里往下看。
Saying, Stephen, hold on.
说斯蒂凡坚持住。
It's going to be rough.
是不容易是有点太艰难。
But Jesus, I'm here.
但是我在这里
Stephen, I'm here.
我就在这儿。
Well done.
做得好。
I believe Jesus is calling us.
我觉得耶稣在呼召我们。
To be disciples who are faithful.
让我们成为这个忠心的门徒。
Not just on Palm Sunday.
不单单是在棕榈节。
It's easy to be a Christian on Palm Sunday.
在星期天成为基督徒是很容易的。
Hosanna, Hosanna!
何撒那，何撒那。
That's easy.
那很容易。
It's easy to be a Christian on Easter.
在复活节成为基督徒做基督徒也很容易。
He's risen, hallelujah.
他复活了 hallelujah.
But this week,
但是这个星期
on Friday,
在星期五在受难日
there's a cross.
有十字架。
On Saturday, there's the darkness of him being in the tomb.
然后星期六是他在坟墓里的这样的一个黑暗。
And true disciples,
真正的门徒
love Jesus enough,
如此的爱耶稣
to serve him on Friday and on Saturday,
就是在周星期五星期六也照样的服侍他
But I want you to know this morning,
但是我今天早晨想让大家知道
follow him out of love,
就是出于爱去跟随他
the day will come,
有一天会来到
when Jesus will say,
耶稣会说
Well done.
说做得好。
And that's worth more than any money.
那个比任何的金钱。
It's worth more than any position or respect.
比任何的位置和尊荣。
So this
都更值得。
This Palm Sunday, I say.
所以今天这个棕榈主日。
Serve Jesus for the right reason.
我要说我们要出于正确的动机正确的心思来
呼喊。Don't shout Hosanna just for temporary benefits.
不单单是为了一个短暂的益处去呼喊说何撒那。
Be a disciple because you love Jesus.
是因为你爱耶稣成为他的门徒。
And someday you will hear him say.
有一天你会听到他对你说。
Well done.
做得好。
You are a good, you are a faithful servant.
忠心良善的仆人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, help us not to be Palm Sunday Christians.
主啊，帮助我们不要做棕榈节的基督徒。
People who serve you just when it's popular.
不是说受欢迎的时候去服侍你。
People who follow you just when it's easy.
当容易的时候跟随你。
But help us to be disciples on Friday.
让我们也成为受难日的基督徒。
Disciples who Go with you to Calvary.
帮助我们成为跟你一起到格格他的基督徒。
Disciples who follow you even if it appears there's no benefits.
就算是看着没有任何的好处依然跟随你的门徒。
Help us to be faithful to you.
帮助我们对你忠心。
So we will hear you say, well done.
所以有一天我们会听到你说做得好。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.